Our reading today is taken from John's Gospel, John chapter 14, and reading from verse 23 to 29. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's, who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe." May God bless to us the reading of his word. Amen.
Shall we pray? May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. This morning in Money Must Church, we are welcoming a new member to the congregation through a public profession of faith. This will be the third new member that's joined either Clooney or Money Musk this year. And it fills my heart with joy that people, and all three of them are relatively young people, have decided to make such a public profession of faith. To stand up and promise that you believe in God, that you will follow the teachings of Christ, that you will become part and parcel of the life of the church, that you will give a fitting proportion of your time, talents and money, to use the old phrases that used to be said during such services. I'm conscious that it takes a bit of effort in this day and age to publicly profess your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But words are not enough. We need to see action. We need to see God's love in action through the lives of all of us who profess Jesus as our Saviour and our Lord. Do you know, over the years of my ministry, and probably before that, I don't know how many times I have heard people with no faith condemn those of faith, or condemn faith in general, as being the subject to war and division and conflict. I don't know how many times people have said to me, "Oh, you can trace all the conflicts in the world back to different religions and different faiths." And I suspect maybe you can, to a degree. But as I always say, it's not the faith that causes people to fall out. It's not the faith that causes bitterness and anger. It's the misrepresentation of the faith. Over the last 30 or so years, we have seen atrocities carried out in the name of Islam, in the Middle East and further afield. We have seen people promise to go to their equivalent of heaven if they commit terrible atrocities, often killing themselves in the name of faith. And I think to myself, what religion would ask people to kill innocent civilians, young people, old people, and all in between? It's not the faith that's at fault. It's the followers. It's the leaders. It's the people who have used such faith to dominate and control others. I read an article last week that the Taliban in Afghanistan once again have commanded that women should cover themselves from head to toe, And I saw the article headline. It said that a woman was saying she feels no more than just second rate, second class. She has no rights of her own. And something says to me that that's not what Islam surely is asking. This control over one gender by another. But let's not kid ourselves. It's not just Islam that we can pick that has control over its people. I quite often get into troubles for saying that any attack on the lives and the actions of Israel is being anti-Semitic. I do not equate one with the other. I totally accept the Jewish people have had such a difficult time. And I totally cannot understand what it's like to live in Israel surrounded by people who they would think hate them. But sometimes the actions of the Israeli state and those who serve them do not do Judaism any good at all. Last week we saw the horrible scenes of the soldiers with batons at a funeral, simply trying to remove flags from a coffin and from a hearse. We saw a coffin almost tipped onto the ground during the procession for the funeral, and my heart went out to all involved. This is not religious. This is political. This is power. This is the religion of fear, not the religion of faith. But Christians, we have had exactly the same down through the generations. The church has had so much influence and power over others that we're not exempt from all such criticism. And some might think the church still tries to have influence and power. And some branches of churches do still control and dominate their people. But that's not the faith we believe. Our faith is grounded in Jesus' example, in Jesus' words, in the teaching that he gives us. Whoever loves me, he said in that passage that we read, will obey my teaching. Just think about that. Whoever loves me will obey my teaching. What does that mean? Does that mean that as Christians we go out and condemn those who are not Christians? Does that mean that we build barriers to stop people coming to Christ? Does that mean that, well, you can find whole swathes of things happening today? I think of the Christian right, or at least some in the Christian right in the United States of America, who seem to me to be anything but loving Christians. Certainly those who would claim Christ as their Saviour, but they certainly don't obey his teaching. His teaching to love their neighbour. His teaching to turn the other cheek, to walk the extra mile. Whoever loves me will obey my teaching. And my Father will love him. And my Father and I will come to him and live with him or her. It's such a special teaching, this teaching of Jesus in that upper room before he went out to the garden. A teaching of hope, a teaching of love. A teaching to prepare his followers to how they would live when he had gone. I've told you this while I'm still with you. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you. The Spirit guides us. Not the leaders of denominations, not the powerful in the faith that we profess to announce. We are to be led by God's Holy Spirit. And we are, through the Spirit, to remember Jesus' teaching. teaching of love over hatred, a teaching of unity over division, a teaching which says that you are a child of God rather than a slave of God, a teaching that allows us to cry, Abba, Father, not my master. A teaching that embraces and doesn't push away. I find that passage today so moving in these short few verses that I've looked at. And if we do take Christ as those who have professed publicly, like so many of you who are watching this, so many of you who are using this, if we profess Jesus as our Saviour and our Lord, and we love him, and we obey his teaching, this is what happens. For in verse 27, Jesus said, peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not let your heart be upset, and do not be afraid. I think that the peace is what faith comes. The peace, the love, the hope, the joy. You know, these gifts of the Holy Spirit that we read in Galatians. These are the evidence of faith. Not to be downright controlled by others. Not to be thoughtless and mindless robots following a decree from on high. The Holy Spirit, the Helper, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you and me, always. And he will make you remember all that I have told you. On this special day in the life of my congregation, or one of them, and this special day for when all of us can gather wherever and whenever to worship God, we remember that teaching. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for he is greater than I. I have told you this now before it all happens, so when it does happen, you will believe. So let's not use our faith to be scoring points against others with no faith. Let us use our faith not to say we are the way, for only Christ is the way. And Christ tells us to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. Folks, this is such a little passage that we have looked at today, a mere 3 or 4 verses that I focused on. Whoever loves me will obey my teaching. The challenge is there, to show our love in word, yes, especially those who are making a public profession of faith, but more than that, in action, in how we live our lives. And in this time of Christian Aid, many have shown their love in action by the work that they've done, the support they've given, for the activities that they have participated in. And if you're not involved in Christian Aid, I'm sure there are lots of other ways you are involved, through prayer, through neighbourliness, and in your worship of Jesus Christ. I have told you this while I am still with you, said Jesus. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send to you as the Father comes to me and lives in my heart through faith, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you. Folks, remember this. God loves you and is with you always. Amen.